By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Don't sing again. Don't sing again. Just think of His wonderfulness. Not just to you, but to the whole world. The wonders of His hands. I'm talking about His creation. Everything was wonderfully made. So when you sing such song to Him, you cause Him to be heard of, and you cause Him to be glorified, not just in heaven, but on the earth. You are wonderful, you are Word of God. Father, tonight, everything we are and everything we do, it's all about you. Our interest is about you and your kingdom. We do nothing because we want to please ourselves. Neither are we here to ask for anything. We are just here to express our love to you. It's about you, Lord. Lord, receive our worship tonight. Receive our love tonight. Receive our adoration tonight. One more time, just wave your hands with the sound of instruments to the Lord. He's worthy. All right, we'll end this song. Please write. There's nothing as profound as calling him by his name. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 talked about him, that he shall be wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. And this is kingdom, there shall be no end. Wonderful. Right. Counselor. Mighty God. Our Father. Prince of Peace. The great I am. We glorify your name. Very simple. Wonderful. Again. Counselor. Mighty God. Our Father. Prince of Peace, the great I am. We glorify your name. A lamb. Now the second stanza. Jesus, warrior. Jesus again. Deliverer. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the great I am. Please remove the Prince of Peace, the great I am. We glorify your name. I take that Jesus again. Take that enough, please. Jesus, warrior. Jesus, deliverer. Jesus, the great I am. We glorify your name. Our Father, Prince of Peace, the
cry together about it. One more time, let's do it again. Go. Becomes beautiful. Jesus said, Jesus. The same way. Don't think like that. Beautiful. Jesus. We glorify the land.
bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. All right, let's go into the Word tonight. Someone say, Jesus, I love you. Again, somebody. One more time, say it again. Jesus, I love you. Yet again, we want to try to explain the things of the Spirit. And like I said to us on Tuesday, the things of the Spirit is better experienced than explained. But God has given to us by divine privilege as a people to know some dimensions of the mysteries of the kingdom, of which, as we understood on Tuesday, that there are keys to the kingdom that grants us access into the things of God that pertains to us as a saint. So without these keys, you can't totally have everything available. Listen to me, friends. There is no one key. You must understand that. And that is why you can be so prayerfully strong and be so powerfully poor. You can be so spiritually high and be so health-wise down. You can be so intelligent and at the same time be so foolish when it's got to do with the things of the kingdom. Are you with me, somebody? Suggesting to us, according to that Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19, Jesus said, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. So it's one kingdom, but there are keys to access them. And then if you remember the demonstration of last Tuesday, small keys, mighty building. And these keys don't expire. And then understand the monkey illustration one. Keys don't answer to familiarity or ownership. Keys only answers to what? Usage. So it answers to anyone, anywhere, under any kind of given circumstance. Because last year I had a revelation of heaven. And then, in one of those revelations was that for every destiny, there's a main door that you enter into. And I want to believe at salvation, you enter into that main door. But that main door does not answer for every other door. Are you with me, somebody? So it will take a key to open each of the doors. Every one of us came from a home, and then those of us that are privileged to have multiple rooms or multiple whatever departments in the home, you will discover that the key to the first room is not the key to the master bedroom. Neither is the key to the store. Are you with me, somebody? So you will need good salvation that brought you into the main door. But if your glory is in the third door, the third room, you can't have access except you know the key. Lord, what does it take to be this? That's your communication as a child of God. Lord, this destiny that I can see, what are the keys that will grant me mastery in my journey as a child of God? That should be your drive. Tonight we want to unveil, by the help of God, the mystery of singing in the Spirit. the mystery of singing in the spirit. You know, there's something about our life in the spirit that supersedes every other life that we have. Your life in the spirit supersedes your marital life. Your life in the spirit supersedes your career life. Your life in the spirit supersedes your business life. Your life in the spirit supersedes your any kind of relationship life. So there's something about anything that is of the spirit or has its root in the spirit is superior to others. The same thing about singing in the spirit is superior to singing in our understanding. He's very clear. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 19. Shall we read if we can? 1, 2, go, everybody. One more time, 1, 2, go. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody your heart to the Lord. Amplify, sir. All right. Read, everybody. Speak out to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise with voices and instruments and making melody with all your heart to the Lord. Look at that. Offering praise with voices and instruments and making melody with all your heart to the Lord. Is it English? You have that, sir? Okay. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. Speak to each other with all kinds of spiritual songs. Sing and make music to the Lord. From where? From where? Inside. And you see, friends, that is why you must do all you can. You know, to get rid of things that are not true, that are not right. I keep talking to you because we are a spiritual movement. You see, get rid of people that will corrupt your spirit. Get rid of statements and reactions that will tamper with your spirit, because it will not help you. You will not be healthy. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's why you can't stay with every kind of cul-de-sac kind of gossips. You don't need them. You don't need. I was talking to a beloved on Tuesday, and then because when for instance you sit down here and someone has already said something wrong to your spirit about what you believe in, it begins to affect you. You don't do well. And God by himself does not give excuse for you. You missed it, you missed it. As a principle, you don't talk to me about Jabedeko. You don't talk to me about living faith. You don't talk to me. Because I'm not interested. All I want is he sent me to that place for a reason. I thought I would die there, but look at me now. So you don't even know, maybe you won't even be here forever. But there must be a reason. This becomes a launching pad to the next level. Do you understand? With everything within you. And God knows, beloved, that when you are singing, when I'm singing, if it's not everything within you, it knows. And beloved, believe me, if it will not take your trash. He knows what he deposited there. He wants to have it. Passion, sir. Let's look at passion together. All right, let's get this. Want to go? Read. And from your hearts will overflow joyful song. Ash, keep speaking. Kaya taya. Oh, did you get that? And what?
Spontaneous songs given by the Spirit.
Spontaneous. So you can't actually be a constant worshiper of God and not have flow of music. Did you get my point? There will always be a melody in your heart. You know what Jesus said? He said, hey, the sons cannot give back to good and evil at the same time. A good tree cannot bring bad fruits. Neither can bad tree bring good fruits. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hey, he placed your heart there to give him melody. That's why you can't afford bitterness and grief and pain and grievance and bottling things up, waiting for the day to explode. No. Do you understand? It's so beautiful. Look at the communication of the passion. He said, and your hearts will overflow with a joyful song to the Lord Jehovah. Keep speaking to each other with words of scripture, singing the psalms with praises and spontaneous songs given by the Spirit. I'll get back to that spontaneous song very soon. So what is this singing in the Spirit about? Number one, it is your highest form of worship or praise to the Lord. It is your highest form of worship or praise to the Lord. Your high praise to the Lord. You know, most of the time, when you hear the word high praise, people think it's about playing of instruments and making it very high and aggressive. No, sir. No. It has got nothing to do with that. Your high praise to the Lord can just be praising the Lord always. But it's from your spirit. Do you understand? So it has got nothing to do with high praise. No. So, no, and then if you now think that the high praise is about the aggression, then the low praise will be what? Do you get my point? You can see how conflicted it is. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's the highest form of praise and worship to the Lord. Number two, is your purest and clearest worship. Purest and clearest worship. That is, do you understand? No intermediary, no interception, no interpretation, just direct raw file of heaven's melody at that point. Direct raw file of heaven's melody at that point. Are you with me, somebody? Hey, you know what Paul said? Paul made us to understand that 1 Corinthians chapter 14, that you see, when you speak in tongues, he said you don't speak to man but to God. How be it in the spirit? What do? You speak mysteries. So when you sing in tongues, you don't sing to man but to God. How be it in the spirit? What do you sing? Verse 2, you sing mysteries. Oh. Do you understand? So it becomes pure. No interpretation. Why? Because the God you're singing to is the God of all spirit. God is spirit. Are you with me, somebody? God is spirit. Your mind may not be fruitful, but your spirit comprehends. Because God indeed operates through your spirit. It's a mystery, beloved. Number three, is your most acceptable worship. Your most acceptable worship. Because it originates not from circumstances. It doesn't originate from the words of man. It originates from the tapestry of God. So it's your most acceptable. John chapter 4, verse 23. He said, the Father seeketh for such them that will do it in the spirit. Meaning that there are those that he doesn't accept, but the ones that is done from the spirit, he accepts. Because there's no corner in these. There's no other link straight. It's from the core of your being. And when you release it to God, it becomes so refreshing. Number four. Therefore, without doubt, is your most powerful. It's not just your highest, it's not just the purest, it's not just the most acceptable, it's the most powerful of all your expression of singing to God. I am a koko sika by yesterday. Why? John chapter 3 and verse 6. The Holy Ghost took me to the Passion Translation of the scripture. It's so beautiful. You know, the word of God is so beautiful that when you understand, you are just excited with yourself. John chapter 3 and verse 6. Do you have the Passion? Now see what the Passion says. For the natural realm can only give back to things that are natural. But read. Do you understand? Do you understand? Gives birth to the supernatural life. So I'm singing from the realm of the spirit and producing something in the supernatural. And then ultimately, I leave the supernatural to the point that nobody will be able to understand. For the wind blowers, you can't catch it. We can't get this man, we can't understand him. We thought this was his wit end. We didn't understand that he gets his source from another level. Do you understand? The same way you can't catch the wind and suspend the wind and resist the wind. Do you know you can't resist the wind? You can only control it in the direction you want. You can't resist it. It's the same way that when we do things of the Spirit, in this context, when we sing of the Spirit, from the Spirit, our singing becomes superior to the one of our understanding. Because the spiritual is superior to the natural. John chapter 3 verse 31, International Standard Version said, "Hey, he that is from above is superior." Did you see that? Is superior. Is what, sir? Superior. Is a mindset you build. Is water. Now read, everybody. Let's go. Read. Hold on. Who is superior to everything? Who is superior to everything? Who is superior to everything? Who? Okay, wait. Yeah, this man will catch us again. Who is superior to everything? If it is you, let me see your hand. If it is not you, it's another person. Let me see your hand. Where are you from? So what is your problem? Why is that you can't comprehend the word of God? Where are you from, sir? Oh my God. You know, there's some scriptures that it looks so, I don't want to say difficult, they look so hard to comprehend, but they are the cheapest you can. You are from above. But the problem is, you must first of all erode your village mindset. I've told you before, you see, that's the problem. Because I'm a typical Yoruba man. It begins to tamper with your destiny. In our land, we don't marry yellow women. Do you understand? And then she's an Esu. All these Fulani people. And then to now degrade yourself, you now make statements like all Delta people are the same. Those are degrading statements. Where did you get that from? Because someone in Ekiti State misbehaved. How can you now conclude that all of them are the same? Something is wrong with you. So, do you understand? Because first of all, you don't even know where you are from. Ask yourself, where are you from? What did the person say? Abroad. Abroad.
Lift up your right hand.
Sir, I'm from above. Therefore, I'm superior. Can you actually see yourself as superior?
Chai.
It's a mindset. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. You know what it does? It makes you never to beg any man. You know what it does? It makes you never to look unto any man for help.
Sir,
it's a mindset. Oh, see, I'm telling you this is not because I'm a man of God. Because pastors are the best in begging. Specialists in begging.
Ah, God bless life. How are you now? Well done. You know this... this shoe. I like this shoe. Where did you get it?
Buy one for the man of God. God bless you. God bless you. You know you'll be blessed as you buy.
Huh?
Do you understand? And then they'll see a man with a nice car. How are you? The Lord be with you. This car is good. But don't you feel it fits your pastor? Think about it. As the Lord begins to guide you to release it. It sounds funny to some of you, but as the truth, I saw it real. I saw it real, sir. You know, Daniel, let me tell you why I behave the way I behave. I saw it real when I was not a pastor. Because my mother was so strong in the things of the Spirit that the church we're going to, she was the matron of the church, not because of anything but more spiritually and then whatever. And then I saw how men of God will, it's only the rich people they are close to, and they'll go to their house and everything. At my little age, I vowed to God, I will not have a close relationship with rich people, because I knew I was going to be a man of God, which of course my mother told me I knew. So I said, Lord, so it's not about kingdom life now. It's about what God has. See, you see, that's why when you hear words like, oh my God, something is triggering here. I just got something in my spirit, like a light. But if I go back, good. If I don't go back, leave it. Now you see, that's why when you hear the word of God like this, it's not just about the writing. You make some definite decisions in your spirit and outside. Immediately, you don't waste time. You make it. And see, sir, those words will answer for you. I can tell you not once, not twice, not seven times that I'll find myself in a realm or find myself enjoying a kind of favor, and God will say, it was what you said 13 years ago. You whispered it to me just carelessly in person. Do you understand, Victor? You just said it to me and I picked it. Because at that point, your heart and your spirit is knitted. You want to, oh my God, that is the word. That is the word. Now hear this, sir. Oh my hasekapayasa. Jesus said, Hey, why won't they be God? Why won't they be God? Unto whom the word of the Lord came. Unto whom the word of the Lord did what? Came. He called them God. Unto whom the word of the Lord came. John chapter 10, my friend. Verse 34, 37. 34, 35. Unto whom the word of the Lord came. The word of the Lord did what? Came. Meaning, hear me. The word of God, Lord, is sent. But the one that comes to you, that's the one that makes you a God. I'm not dropping a rhema for you right now. So when you see that, your heart is open. Lord Jesus, hey, I receive. Marabaheshka. Without necessarily jumping up or making so much drama, your spirit just catches it, Fred. Hadamaster. My word has come. Mary didn't need anybody to impregnate her. Her word came and she became pregnant. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance. Do you understand this communication of the Spirit? There shall be a performance. That's why you must understand. Under an atmosphere of the world like this, is a time for your making. So don't wait for a man of God to begin to prophesy, you will do well. Hey, this is a word. Ayash, I receive it. This is a word. Hey, I grab it. That's why I can't find myself sleeping under that man of God. I just can't find myself. Because at the edge, even under pressure, because he taught us, for those of us that are prepared to walk under him directly in Canaan, he taught us to, even on Sunday, we sleep around 2-3. And we must be in church by 5-5:30. So we have wired, we have been wired for such. So, and you can imagine, you still have to sing, you still have to do services, and you still have to perform. So your spirit is at alert. Because it's not just about the now. You need to understand the things of the spirit. That's why I keep saying to the parents, keep bringing those children, that they keep hearing the word. Even those that are sleeping, if there's anyone sleeping among them, something is dropping to their spirit. The worst they can do for your family is to keep them at home and come to church. Let them keep hearing the word. Something is dropping to their spirit. Something is imparted into their spirit. Who you are is your spirit, is not your flesh. Who you become is your spirit. Do you understand? Unto whom the word of the Lord came. So I received. This is my word. This is what God has said to me. And he said, to whom the word of the Lord came. Look at the next statement. And the scriptures cannot be broken. Speaking tongues, everybody, everywhere. Shikabos. Oh, I live by your word. Kanda Dabashe. I live by your word. Your word is turning me around. Your word is changing me. Your word is improving me. Kasekada. Oh, Kasekada. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. Shada pakatada. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. Rabake koshida bandeda da balato. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. Shaka beganda da bala. The word of God is producing in me. Kada da da baha. My spirit is built up by Abba Shekata. By the force of the word of God. My spirit is experiencing the workings of the word of God. My spirit is therefore responding to the word of God. Even when I sleep, even when I'm down physically or emotionally, my spirit is awake by the reason of the word of God that came. By the reason of the word of God that I believe. By the reason of the word of God that I hear. Blessed are they that hear and read the word. I'm blessed because I hear the word in this place. I'm blessed because I read scriptures from the screen in this place. My spirit is coming stronger. Coming stronger. I'm not a dumping ground. There is no room for pollution. There's no room for derailment. There's no room for trouble. My spirit is quickened continually. My spirit is alive. I'm alive in God. I find satisfaction in the word of God. I find fulfillment in the word of God. My word is always available for me in the feast of all things. For he has prepared for me in this place on Tuesday, on Fridays, on Sundays, in water park conferences, in Gilgal conferences. He has prepared for me a feast of fat things. I can partake of everything that is available for my making. And the giant in me is quickened daily because my spirit is absorbing the word of God. Because all things were made by the word, something is being made, something is reacting, something is improving, something is evolving in my spirit. Oh, Shakaba. Oh, Shada. Shada. Hey, sir. Do you understand? And the Bible said, Jesus said, and then to him that believeth, for out of his belly shall flow Do you understand? Hey, you see, so come on park on Sunday and let your head change. Use your head, like Message Translation will say, use your head and let your mindset change. You're not here for fun. That's why you just need to correct your mindset. When you're through after service, do you want me to enter your car and go home? A Christian will not entertain discussion. We need to entertain this polarization. It has got nothing to do with where you're going to. You just make up your mind that I came for something here. I came for a business here. This is a business center here. Everyone's business center. It's a transaction I came to deal with here. I didn't come here as a dumping site. You know, I said something some few months ago. If it is you they like talking to, it shows that you're a waste. A waste bin. A dump site. You can imagine now, people from that great market, fish market, they have a dustbin, they have something to throw away. You know, there's not, when you're not mad, you now say, you come here. Why? It is not a site. But just check there, it's a site. Why should wrong gist is you they want to tell? Sir, in my life as a man of God, they've not born anyone to come and say, did you know? Did you hear? They've not born. Even if I'm playing with you, they've not born you. Because you know that my disposition does not entertain it. Even my communication with you does not entertain it. The way I will shun you, you will hate yourself. In case you make the mistake, let's pick another discussion. Because I know that God can only relate with me with my spirit. If you're singing, the spirit is going to strike a chord in heaven. And not just about tonight, but about a lifestyle. It will always be that your spirit is at the right, under the right condition. Consistently, beloved. Consistently, beloved. It's very important. Because of where you, believe me, sir, under heaven, God is not a waster. All these revelations we are hearing is not a waste. Someone is saying, we need this church to be filled. So they can, no, you are the one to hear this one. You are the one. So it's not a waste. So you better understand what God wants to do with you. Lift up every time, I'm superior. According to that scripture of John chapter 3 verse 31. Go ahead. Of John chapter 3 verse 31. According to that international standard version, I am superior. I'm above all. I can never be below again. I understand where I come from. And I understand the realm I am born of. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I produce supernaturally. According to John chapter 3 verse 6, the Passion Translation, I begin to experience what I've never experienced before. I know that the spiritual realm gives birth to supernatural life. Therefore, as I sow into the spirit, by praying in the spirit, or singing in the spirit, or giving towards the things of the spirit, I therefore produce and live that supernatural life that supersedes every other life. My financial life, my emotional life, my business life, my career life, my mental life, my marital life. Everything about me is emanating from the realm of the spirit. So my supernatural life overpowers every other life that I live. That's a reality, friends. That's the reality. That's the reality. Are you with me, somebody? Are you with me? And so when you come to church on Tuesday, something is in. Friday, something is in. But take notes. When you just have a picture of a tank, follow me. You have a picture of a tank. A picture of what? A tank. Huh? And then right up there is a hose where they are pouring the water. Huh? If you don't lock the tap, what happens? The wise should think. Do you understand? That was why I was superior than many in that assembly. I locked the tap. I could contain. I could contain everything of the man. He was so proud of me. He said, you carry my spirit. You know now. You know who you born. You carry my spirit. Do I need to be there? If you are there, I'm there. What a statement. Was I there with you in 1981? I just came. I just traded in 2001. I came 20 years after you started. And you were telling me I carry your spirit? Because I locked the tab. I can't afford. You want to hear the shocker, sir? You want to hear the shocker? I think it was early last year. I don't want to lie, but I think it was last year. So I don't know. Do you know what God told me? He said, "Now I've drained you off Him. I've drained you off Him." And I said, "God, why?" "Because you need to be filled for the assignment." And He told me, He said, "The grace of Oyedepo is over in your life." Which suggests my resignation does not mean that something has left. You know what that means? Ladies and gentlemen, I think I've given this illustration before. Look at this, beloved. I'm not deviating, sir. I know what I'm communicating to your spirit. You know when you have a cup, follow me, and the drink in the cup, a transparent cup you can see through, and the drink in the cup is black. Follow me, friends. Unbodily, see what happens. And you keep pouring water, pure water. Pure water. What happens gradually? The color begins to change. Color begins to change until suddenly, what happens? Crystal clear. That is where we are still going. That's why many of us are not still responding to the dimension of the word of God you are hearing from Ecclesia. But the other part of it is that you're not closing the tap. You're not closing the tap, my brother. You're not closing the tap, my sister. Close the tap. The word of God will produce. You just be a product of the word. And you tell everyone, "I'm word made." So why is this happening to you? Why are you like this? "I'm word made." "You're different." "I'm word made." "You think differently." "I'm word made." "Even your look is different." "I'm word made." "It's not the same dress we wore, uncle, in our service group." "I'm word made." "Maybe it's the same pancake we bought." "I'm word made." "Why are you just like this?" "I can't explain. It's word." Because understand, sir, is understand. It's not, see, the way God wants to take us to is not just about you can speak the word, but the word will show. It's an overflowing life. So fortunately, we won't go into that because we just have 2 months more. It's an overflowing life. It's an overflowing life. It's not God's responsibility. It's your responsibility. It's an overflowing life. Out of your belly, not out of God's belly. For he that believeth, out of his belly shall flow. To flow. Not out of God's stream. Out of his belly shall flow. Because he's depositing something in you, which is to flow, but you must believe so as to become and behave. Are you with me, ladies and gentlemen? I need you. You see, friends, if it's only 10 of you that can catch this spirit, see, you would do well. Because, see, Ecclesia is not sent to raise members. We are not permitted to raise members. We are permitted to raise leaders. He never gave us a mandate to raise members. We are permitted to raise leaders. So you must begin to think from a different perspective, because you live by a different set of rules. Sponsor from above. Lift up your right hand again. "I'm superior. I know it. I live in it. I walk in the consciousness of it. I am superior." So when they give you assignment in the office, Fred, you don't say, "I can't do it." For what? You are superior. Lord, there must be a way out. This thing is easy to be done. I'm superior. I can bring out something out of this. Do you understand? And then, when there is an assignment in the future from God, not from your boss this time around, this boy has proven himself to be able to handle this kind. This kind is for this kind of boy. Not for these other ones. Don't think God does not have a choice, sir. God has choices. Trust me. God has choices. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. See beyond your nose. See beyond now. Make up your mind. If you see beyond now, then don't let the things of the now affect where you are going through. See beyond now. I've told you before, beloved. When sometimes I just see some of you, I say, is it possible? Can this person really get there? But I'm not permitted to tell you. Just keep doing the right thing. You will get there. Because left to me, I think it's too much for you. I'm not talking about power move. We better stop that nonsense. Or healing the sick. Stop that nonsense. I'm talking about glory of the future. Stay consistent. Be strong about what you're doing. Be determined. Understand, sir. God, don't worry. When the time comes, you will understand. After all, Jesus could not communicate everything to them at once. But it was a shame at the end of the day, many of them did not get it, even when he died. So now, the four things we've said today is that what? Number one, is your highest form. Number two, is your purest and clearest. Number three, is your most acceptable. Number four, and then number five, singing in tongues is worship. Singing it in tongues is worship. And I wrote here, the real deal. Singing in tongues is worship. The real deal. Let's play this scripture. Oh, blessed be God. Oh, Kabaria. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. Good news. And then you can now give me the Living Bible. Speak in tongues, everybody, please. Thank you, Father. All right. So, good news of that version of that scripture. It is we. Who are the we here? Who are the we here? And not they. Who have received the true circumcision. As a separation different from others. For we worship God by means of what? Ooh, that's a word. How do we worship God? By means of the Spirit. Do you understand? Oh, start of our Lord, thank you. I'm saved. I'm born again. I speak in tongues. So as I sing in the Holy Spirit by faith, by what? You hear me? Kandala bo shiraya baeste, sila haribigela hasedos damayeste, sero kopreki kashke balori diste, periadoske dededos tiada. And then, as you make that a lifestyle, He will always give you a song, a brand new song to sing. Are you with me, son? By the means, hey. Of His Spirit. And rejoice in our life in union with Christ Jesus. We do not put any trust in external ceremonies. Hey, do you understand? So we are not concert oriented, we are spirit generated. Are you with me, somebody? Do you understand? And then, because it's all about the aesthetics, calisthenics, the dexterities of the music that gets people excited. No. It's about your spirit. It's about your spirit. Look, read on that scripture. So it's not about the external ceremonies. It's about right in there. We're brooding something right in there to God. Make it the living. Thank you. Thank you, sir. For It isn't the cutting of our bodies that makes us children of God. That is what circumcision is all about. To them in the Old Testament. But it is what in the New Covenant. Read. Oh, did you get that? Beloved, did you get that? That is it, sir. That is singing in the Spirit. That is tonguing in the Spirit. It is worshiping Him. Friends, Ecclesians, our spiritual life must be better than others because they don't know what we know. We must be real to ourselves. It is worshiping Him with our spirit. That is the only true circumcision. We Christians glory in what Christ Jesus has done for us and realize that we are helpless to save ourselves. Now, that word, write this down, please, and help me, ICT. The word spiritual song, I'm going to give you the definition right now. Go ahead. Write it. The Greek word there of that Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19, which is the anchor scripture that I gave to you, says, sing it to yourself with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The word spiritual songs is the Greek word pneumatikos, heart. And it talks about spontaneous song. That's why the Passion said, and spontaneous songs through the Spirit. It talks about spontaneous song with words and melody given at the same time by the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. Spontaneous songs with words and melody given at the same time by the Holy Ghost. It is what he said, I should tell you, that it's called spiritual chant. It's a spiritual chant. The music term is called a cantillation. And it simply means to recite with musical tunes. Is it too fast? Okay, return back, please. Return. Secretaries are here. Return back, please. To recite with spiritual tunes. Lena Mahaye Kano Leane Shebala Malano Sikebaye Shigabaesta. These are end time secrets, beloved. Egamo Shibali Endosta. Zarabaki Kebrandi Habaye Kabozi Andarade. Oh, by a massy de Bahori de Bahaske by Merate Masida Baka Ponko Ridia by Ramos de Farida Hasidos Rete Pariga by Cabondo. All right, you can go there or go there. If you can say, okay, it's back. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead. All right, move. Next month, please. So, chanting, as defined by the dictionary, means to sing words. And especially religious prayers in our context right now, it is to sing words by using a small number of musical notes that are repeated many times. Do you understand? And then understand the mystery again. I taught you on Tuesday. And then the mystery again. And then as you play the oh my God, something is happening. Something is stirred up. Something is stirred up on your behalf. Remember I said on Tuesday that what you're doing is that you are stirring up the supernatural for spiritual assistance and help. I'll shake up our castle. Say that about castle. All right, the instruments of worship. Let's go. You know, it makes, next week I'll communicate something deeper to you. You know, it makes your worship of God stress free. It makes it sweet. It makes it easy. As you do it, you just discover that your spirit is ready, is free, is ventilated. Your spirit is ready to grab anything, to have anything, to experience anything, to touch anything. Are you with me, somebody? Rise to your feet, beloved. That'll be okay for today.
Lift up your two hands and first of all thank God for His word.
is superior. It's the purest. It's the most acceptable. It is the highest and the most powerful of all your worship of the Lord. Give it to the Lord from the innermost of your being, beloved.
Da 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 da.
simple song. It's a new song.
Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. Everybody.
This way. Remember, it's a man. It matters a lot to God. Spiritual knowledge will always release outstanding results. Alright, join me with singing.
Only you say, only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul.
Hey,
satisfy my soul.
Only you, my God.
Only you can satisfy me. Hey. Only you can satisfy my soul.
Satisfy
my soul.
Nobody else but you, Lord.
Only you can satisfy me.
Only you. Use that singing the spirit with the same melody. of joy, and a shout of rejoice. A shout of joy, and a shout of rejoice.
Have your best of time all through the weekend and just experience God yourself. Psalm 33, verse 3, Passion. Shed Abahasha. Oh, Bakayata. My life can never be void of melody. Song of the Spirit in my mouth. Because joy fills my soul. Shekaba Kaste. Oh Karibo Sheba Hasteka. Oh Maharibia Sikabaye Boshidamandos. Sikabaya Padia Bahanka Bonko Shide Bendos Dorimande. Siko Pratia. Did you see that? Compose new melodies that release new praises to the Lord. Play His praises on instruments with the anointing upon your life. And skill He gives you. Sing and shout with passion. Make a spectacular sound of what? Did you get that? Did you get that? What a word. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? What a word. Compose new melodies that release new praises to the Lord. Play His praises on the instruments with the anointing and skill He gives you. Sing and shout with passion. Make a spectacular sound. Get that. 1 minute instrumental worship. Make a spectacular sound. That is singing in the Spirit. Are you good? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Make a spectacular sound of joy. Because it's coming from your heart. And your heart is the seat of joy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Spectacular. So it becomes peculiar with you. Can I pray for you? That in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your lives will produce the word of God. Your life will become an epitome of the word realities. The word of God that you're hearing in this place will transform you. If there's any area of your life that is still void of God's proof of His word, the Bible said His word filled the earth. And the earth was filled with the knowledge of His glory, as the waters covered the sea. I therefore decree that by the power of God's word that is prophetic in my mouth right now, your life shall experience plero, fullness in Jesus' name. Every aspect of your life that is still void of what reality is, I decree right now, there shall be a flow of God's word in that direction. Now! And anything that is called darkness, the light of God's word overshadows it. Now! It is well with you. Your life will continually begin to experience joy. No sad moment for you. Nothing will be strong enough to corrupt you. In the name of Jesus, Just as Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, he said, these are the ones that you've given to me and I've kept. He said, Lord, keep them so that the evil one will not tamper with them. I pray the same prayer for you, that in the name of Jesus, your life will not be corrupted. Your life will not be aborted. In the name of Jesus Christ, your life will produce God's word verbatim. Every word that God spoke to the earth produced accordingly. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, in this season of refreshing, in his last lap, every word that was spoken in the season of refreshing, your life will produce accordingly. You are blessed. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands and just bless his holy name. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, our Father, Prince of Peace, we magnify you. Shaka Bakato. You may be seated, everyone. As we get set to give the Lord our seed, there's no better way to cap the service than to sing the song we've learned so that it can stay with us. All right, let's sing together. Wonderful, everybody.
Wonderful.
On Sunday, We shall see something strong about joy that will give you what I call sustained excitement with God. Because understand again, your source of joy is not in things. It is of the Lord, in the Lord. So when you understand what God will be communicating to us on Sunday, it brings you yet into another dimension with Him. And nothing troubles you. Nothing catches you unaware. Nothing gets you out of track. Then influence. Shall we look at leadership qualities by the Spirit of God? Shall we rise to our feet, everybody? Shall we pray? Lift up your right hand. Father, until you have done all you've ordered us tonight again, thank you for the privilege of doing what we do. Thank you for your presence that is always with us. Thank you for all these beautiful people. Thank you so much. Thank you for the things you're doing in this place, the Ecclesia Embassy. Thank you. Thank you so much. As you bring us out of the foundation in glory, thank you. We are grateful. Indeed, it had been you who had been on our side. We keep acknowledging consistently that this is not normal. Not normal. Thank you always. You will continually reign supreme in this place. No human being, starting from me, will take your place in this place. No man, no woman will we exalt above you in this place. Thank you, Father. We love you. Indeed, you are the great I am. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. You know what my heart is telling me to tell you to do? Is to enter a commitment. I would love to call it a covenant, because I can't call it a covenant because I've not taught you some things about it. But to enter a commitment to live your life for Him. To demand a lot, but it will pay you much more. That you know, God becomes your preference. That in everything you do, will God be pleased? Is this what He wants? Until you get to a point whereby your daily life and your decision making is about God centered. Lord, is this what you want? Do you know that, sir, it can be good and not be right? It's a good thing to do, but it's not right in God's agenda for you. I want you to make a commitment tonight. Father, I commit to do your will. I may not understand. I may not comprehend. It may not make sense to me. But as long as it's what you want, sir, ma, in a few years' time, you remember me for this decision I want you to make. I thank God for that man. He sounded quiet that day, sounded solemn, but this was a landmark that set my life on a course that cannot be corrupted. Lord, I commit to do your will. One day, God will permit me, I will tell you the covenant my mother made for my life that has put me to trouble till today. So that you can, sir, they look ordinary words, but they turn everything around. That you just find your life navigating in the right direction. Have you seen a situation where there ought actually not to be a way, but because a covenant is in place, the way will be removed to bring you into the way? That's what we're talking about. There's no way there, but because I can't bring you into the light of the covenant because you have not grown. I'm not sure, four seasons, we can't even enter into it. You have not. Because if do you understand? Because if you understand it, you will never do anything based on self. You will never do anything based on human interest. You will never do anything that to the detriment of God. You will just continually do everything to please Him. You are blessed of God. You know what? Just after you've poured your heart to worship Him, pour your heart to God. Do it in the next 3 minutes. Anyhow, just pour your heart to God. You know, God hears the intentions of our heart. The Bible said His word is a discerner of thoughts and the intent of the heart. Believe me, sir. Go ahead right now and pour your heart to God. Lord, this is my heart. This is my commitment. This is my thought. This is all I desire. You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you I need. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. The God that hears the quietness of the hearts of man, that sees the intentions of the hearts of man. See and hear your people right now. Only you can bring to pass your desires. Only you, Jesus. Only you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your toes and speak in tongues right now. Just speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Go ahead, lift up your voice and speak in tongues.
Sana, mas sempre me levale de predio. Es la nada más de verdad.